Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on India's export growth amidst global challenges. The participants are Puneet Jain, economic analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Sri Puneet Jain, and today we would be discussing about India's total exports, which registered a growth of 6.74% in the quarter July to September 2025. And this is in the midst of a recalibration of the global supply chain. As we know that the effective rate of the US tariffs on India with effect from August 27 is 50%. And despite these challenges and headwinds, India has managed to register a growth of 6.74% in the recent quarter. Puneet, good to have you in this discussion. And I'm sure our listeners would like to know that how is it that India is managing itself so well despite these headwinds and what's happening currently?
Thank you, Arjun, for inviting me. All of us in India have been very concerned about the ongoing trade, I would say, challenges on the global level right now, particularly for India, because US has been pretty tough towards Indian businesses in the past many months. And they've increased the tariff rates, effectively, you said, to 50%. And there's many industrial sectors in India, which are, and even agricultural sector, even marine products, which are dependent on substantial US trade. And we were apprehending that these sectors will be affected negatively by the US tariffs, and therefore it would not only affect the GDP growth or the revenue numbers, but it will also affect employment in these critical sectors like textiles and agriculture. So I think if you look back on these 2-3 months when these challenges were posed, and we look at the numbers now, because now we're getting the second quarter data for the month ending September. September was the first full month when the effect of US tariffs actually became effective on Indian goods. The data is really encouraging, I would say. India has been able to maintain the overall growth in its exports. So we had a positive export number, despite the fact that we took a hit on exports to USA in certain sectors. Yet we were able to achieve much better growth in exports. And overall GDP, the economic growth of the country, continued to be stable around 6.5%, which is, I think, very promising. And going forward, I'm quite sure that these numbers will improve further.
Let's now hear what Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal had to say about India's economic growth.
Bharat ke liye garv ki baat hai ke maanye Pradhan Mantri Narendra Modi ji ke netritv mein Bharat tej gati se pragati kar raha hai, aage badh raha hai. Abhi aaye International Monetary Fund IMF ke latest estimates ke dwara hamare is varsh ki vikas ki daron mein वृद्धि की गई है. आईएमएफ ने एस्टिमेट किया है कि अब भारत का ग्रोथ रेट 6.6% हो जाएगा, अगेंस्ट 6.4% एस्टिमेटेड अर्लियर. ये दर्शाता है कि भारत ने अपनी अर्थव्यवस्था को मजबूत किया.
आईएमएफ फोरकास्ट, दे हैव एक्चुअली अप्ड इट फ्रॉम 6.2 टू 6.6%. दैट्स अ फोरकास्ट फॉर दिस कैलेंडर ईयर. हाउ डिड वी डू दैट?
इंडिया इज नाउ अमंग द फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग मेजर इकोनॉमीज इन द वर्ल्ड. So if you look at the top 5 or 10 economies of the world, we rank at number 5. And I'm sure the growth rate in India affects not only the Indian economy, but it affects the global economy. See, what happened was last year, government in great foresight was able to anticipate the challenges that we are facing now on the global scale. And there was a number of economic reforms which are undertaken, liberalizing certain sectors, opening the doors for foreign direct investments in those sectors, particularly financial sector, technology, innovation, startups. These are the areas where government was able to anticipate that these are the areas which will be able to propagate India's economic growth further. And I think the effect of those reforms which are taken last year, those started showing results in the first quarter, the second quarter. And again, you will see that now we have taken this giant leap in terms of GST reforms, which I think will really fuel the growth, the next phase of growth for Indian industry in the next couple of quarters.
So another set of data for you, $36.38 billion has been our exports, a 6% rise. If you compare it to the same period last year, it was $34.08 billion. The July to September quarter, if you compare it from 2025 to 2024, and yet this is in the midst of the US tariff policy, and Trump has imposed not only the 25% reciprocal tariffs under the International Emergency Powers Act. This is on the 6th of August. But he also signed an executive order imposing an additional 25% penal tariff citing Russian crude oil imports to India. So there is a double whammy. It's not only making it difficult for our exports into the US, but they want to prevent us from buying cheaper goods from the Russian economy, which will benefit our energy sector. How does India navigate that in the coming quarters?
When we look at all these pieces of jigsaw puzzle, we see that India would have faced a lot of challenges in terms of exports, particularly. And because imports, of course, is a different story driven by domestic consumption, but export market is where the challenge really lies. I'm just looking at the data that came yesterday, which is pertains to the month of September, which was, again, like I mentioned, a very significant month because that is the first month after the imposition of U.S. tariffs. And India was able to, while our trade with U.S. suffered a little bit, but we were able to increase our exports to UAE by 25%, to Spain by 150%, to China by almost 35%. Indian exports to China increased by 35% in September. And Egypt, it went up by 60% plus. So clearly, we were able to diversify our destinations of exports and navigate those challenges. So while we saw some shrinking of business with USA, we were able to push exports geographically to other locations. I think that really played strategically a very important role.
So if you look at gems and jewelry, cut and polished diamonds, our exports to the US has fallen by 50% because of the 50% effective tariff policy that they impose on our exports. So we have diversified to the United Arab Emirates, Hong Kong, and the United Kingdom as well. But the IMF has forecast a 6.2% growth for 2026-27 because IMF feels that the bilateral trade agreement with India and the US may not be signed on time in order for both the economies to benefit from it. Are you in agreement with the IMF forecast on that point?
I don't think so. Honestly, I think India and US, they have a long relationship. There are a few challenges right now. But if you look at even the latest noises which are coming from administration on both sides, I think we will reach some kind of a deal with each other sooner than later. And we look at the people-to-people relationships. So I'm in the camp which believes that India and US, despite all the challenges, will surely find some common ground and a deal going forward. However, if you look at certain exports, so within this narrative that our exports to US is going down, if you look at certain sectors like electronics, our exports to US has actually gone up by almost 50% in the last month. So clearly, I think while there are issues in Indo-US trade deal, there are certain areas of cooperation which are still there, and we can really build on those.
Tell us about the textiles sector, because a lot of difficulties are being faced in textile and the apparel exports from India to the US. And if you look at the survey report of Citi, the Confederation of Indian Textile Industry, they are saying the turnover has fallen by 50%. US buyers are seeking steep discounts or in some cases cancelling orders altogether. And there is an inventory buildup at the warehouses itself. So how does apparel and textiles recover? We know that gems and jewelry is diversified. They have actually gone up in terms of their total sale to exporting countries. But how do you see textile and apparels recovering?
You mentioned that the exports to USA in textile sector have really gone down by almost 50%. That is the narrative which is there. And yet, when I look at the trade data in September, the overall exports from India of textiles have gone down by about 10%. So either we have diversified our exports very well, we were able to compensate for the fall in US exports by exporting to other countries, or we have not been able to overcome this challenge and this 50% fall is not an exact figure. My overall sense is that when such a big hit came, and we were not expecting this, see what happened in August, and suddenly we saw this tariffs came in, the companies were not prepared to face that challenge. I think now the industry, with the support of government has recently said that they are going to address challenges in the textile sector. So my sense is that going forward, we will be able to overcome even this decline of 10%. We have seen some fall in terms of garment exports, in terms of cotton yarn and made-ups and other textile products. But when I look at what happened suddenly to us, we had this almost thrown into our face. And yet, the industry has done relatively well. My sense is that while we will, of course, have a trade deal with US sooner than later, even otherwise, the sector will be able to face this challenge with support from government.
When we talk about exports, we're basically addressing the supply chain. And right now, Indian exports to the US have fallen by 12% for this particular of July to September quarter, we have seen gains in other markets like the United Arab Emirates and the Chinese markets. How do you see geopolitics actually shaping India's export policy? We have a very strong relationship with Russia. We import oil from them at a cheaper rate, which is very helpful in terms of our current account deficit. Our fiscal policy spending goes up because, you know, we are able to save a lot more. How do you see India doing a balancing act here? Because the U.S. is making strong demands. Don't buy oil from Russia, buy oil from us. And we have already reduced our oil imports from the U.S. substantially as a result.
This geopolitical situation is very fluid, very difficult to forecast what is going to happen. While we have some kind of a sense of where we have reached in last 6 months, it's been a tough period for the global trade as it is. All major countries are facing issues with USA in terms of trade deals. So if you look at the way India is crafting its export policies to be a stable policy. So we're not trying to, you know, design it for a particular country, because that will be disastrous. Going forward, that politics can again change. So India, if you look at the policy from a long-term perspective, we are trying to diversify our markets. We're trying to increase support to the industry. We are trying to import certain technologies and make ourselves self-dependent in terms of production, manufacturing, and putting emphasis on certain areas where we have an advantage vis-a-vis other countries. So clearly, I think the export policy is being built with a longer-term perspective and not with a view on what is going to happen in a particular country the next month or next quarter. I think that is a wise thing to do.
There is also the trade deficit that we need to address. And the reason is we have a trade deficit of $31.15 billion US dollars, despite a trade exports rise of $34.08 billion. But the deficit is still there. And the reason the deficit is there is because we're importing gold, silver, and fertilizer. How are we going to find a substitute for that?
So Arjun, if we look at our import basket, there are three major items which have been part of the import basket over the last many years. We are a major importer of crude oil, about $150 billion worth of oil that we import every year. Then we also import gold and silver bullion in a very, very major way. And we have imports of electronics, consumer electronics, and these items.
But now we have fertilizer also.
Fertilizer is not that big in terms of the amount. It offers significant for our GDP and our farmers. But if you look at the money involved, then now, when I look at gold, so of course, we should reduce our dependence on oil imports through programs like ethanol blending, etc. But when I look at gold, I don't know. I mean, you could see it as savings for households. Whatever gold was imported over the last many years, today it has become very precious for
Indian households. It's become a source of wealth creation.
So clearly, it's a mixed bag. Yes, we need to reduce our trade deficit, yet we have a very healthy balance of we have a foreign exchange reserve, about $700 billion, all-time high. So the trade deficit does not appear to be destabilizing our savings in terms of forex.
The U.S. dollar has been falling in terms of its valuation because now we are importing from Russia. That's the other aspect of the trade with Russia. How do you see the U.S. reacting to that so that our trade actually improves in the coming quarter?
Arjun, just to put things in perspective, India forms only 2.5% of the U.S. trade amount. So we are not a big partner for U.S. per se. I mean, U.S. of course has lately made a big song and dance about imports from India, etc. But the truth is that we are only 2.5% our trading volume, our exports to USA is only 2.5% of U.S. imports. So India is not a big deal for them. But like you said, geopolitics is playing a very important role because Russia is a close partner for India. My guess is that U.S. would want to get into some positive trade deals or benefits from India, which significantly could be export of oil from U.S. to India. I think that might please U.S. They want to export more to India. It should be fine for us because we are going to import oil in any case for foreseeable future. So that possibly could be the meeting ground where India and U.S. find some happiness together, you can say.
Thank you, Puneet Jain, for being with us on this program and talking to us comprehensively. Thank you.
Thank you, Arjun.
You were listening to a discussion on India's export growth amidst global challenges. The participants were Puneet Jain, economic analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR.
Insights. We'll